May 9th, 2033 at 4 o'clock p.m. Notification of Open Meetings Act. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that we use for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will first hear staff proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to speak to the item. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. And we ask that the public not interrupt the directors' discussion and action. Thank you. Quorum call.
Dollar?
Here.
Jeff?
Here.
Caesar?
There.
Thompson?
Here.
Here. Item number four, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Motion and a second. Roll call.
Jeff?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Dollar?
Yes.
Chairman?
Aye. Item number five, proof of publication of meeting notice. We have proof of publication, which will become part of the permanent record. Item number six. FY 2024 equipment requirements, Nicole.
Good afternoon. The process to identify and prioritize equipment items most needed by the district was determined by a staff equipment committee. Each department within the NRD identified their equipment requirements, and the equipment committee reviewed each item and made recommendations to the general manager for purchase. The GM then reviewed the committee's recommendations and made further changes to the request list. For machinery and equipment, we are requesting the fourth of five payments for a Caterpillar tire loader, $39,497, and this purchase was approved by the board in 2020. The fourth of five payments for a Cat motor grader at $54,969.50. This purchase was approved by the board in 2019. Also, the annual trade for Bobcat track skid loader. This will be for O&M and park maintenance and is budgeted at $7,850. We are also requesting a new 2024 Rhino mower at the state contract price of $17,854.35. A new 2024 John Deere 60-inch deck mower at state contract price of $24,384.35. And two new 2024 John Deere 72-inch deck mowers at state contract price of $49,923.72 for both. These items will be replacing four of the district's current mowers and will be used for park maintenance in multiple locations. For survey, we are requesting a DJ Mavic 3E drone, $6,000, which will be used to complete district infrastructure inspections, capture GIS and survey data, PR videos, project site progress videos, and additional drone tasks as needed. For automobiles and trucks, we are requesting a 2024 midsize SUV with trade-in of the district's 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The district's Cherokee has over 150,000 miles and over 9,000 in maintenance. The budgeted amount is $45,000. Also, a 2024 half-ton extended cab with trade-in of the district's 2008 Ford Ranger with over 115,000 end-of-year miles and almost 24,000 in maintenance. Budgeted amount is $50,000. For equipment, office equipment, we are requesting battery replacements, power units, $5,000, switch warranty extension, $10,000, replace eight laptops, $16,000, replace five GIS stations, $17,500, additional battery pack for rack two at $3,500, director's equipment, $7,500, miscellaneous equipment, $15,000, and boardroom audio recorders at $6,000. The total fiscal year 2024 budget, as presented here, is $375,978.65. $1,000.92, as compared to last year, the 2003 fiscal year budget, which was $469,299. Management recommends that the fiscal year 2024 equipment requirements be approved as listed, subject to FY 2024 funding. And I can answer any questions.
Thanks, Nicole. We can have a motion on this item.
So moved. Second.
Motion and a second. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors? Director.
Just more of a statement on the drone, the DJs, which are Chinese-made. I would hope in the future that we can go away from that. I did some investigating on my own, and there's plenty of friendlier nations that provide some eloquent drones that can do the same thing. If we paid a little more, it's okay. All the Department of Defense does not do any of these for a reason, so just want to let you know that.
Thanks.
Director Thompson?
I think that's a fine point you made, and staff should probably search. How many drones do we have? Because I know we had one.
This will be our second.
And is there one staff person or multiple now, because everyone's got them at home? So this will be shared out of Chalk along with the other one?
Yes.
It'll be based on, Michael James, he's the certified operators in our surveying departments. But the technologies, they're so much, obviously, more advanced than the first one we got. So but this will do
that. That one will go in mothballs.
It'll be a good trainer.
Yeah.
And the 6,000 for boardroom auto recorders, that's one of those machines in there. So are we missing like 21 minutes of tape or something? That's a rhetorical question. Thanks.
Trustee.
John, are you renting your Jeep out when you're not using it? $150,000 on an 18 Jeep? Holy crap.
Well, 6 years and you've been your long trips Lincoln out west. Big district. So,
well, all right. Director Thompson and then Director Bradley.
Are we having, are cars ready, or trucks easier to get than they have been in the past? Are we pretty comfortable we're able to get these in this budget year? And did we get everything we had from last year? Do we have any carryovers that we need?
We do have two carryover vehicles which have been ordered, and that will be reflected in the budget as carryover. And not necessarily.
Because trucks seem to be the trouble to get.
They are very hard to get. And according to my fleet dealers that I work with, they said it probably will continue to be like this for the next couple years.
So when they come in, we're ready to purchase when they come in.
That's correct. We try to, if we find anything on the ground, we'd like to get that and take it, yeah.
All right, Bradley.
Yes, sir. On what Director Fowler said, did you make the statement this current drone being proposed to be bought was made in China in your research?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just came from CHIFX, which is a big exercise. It's all drones for the military. And there are so many elaborate versions from different classes. The DJs all come from China, period. They're cheap, and they're not cheap, but they're for the price point, as like anything else over there, you get them. We're trying to get away from that, but from the Department of Defense, we don't even do business anything with China anymore, anything on that. There are friendly nations out there. There are actually U.S., I call them shops, that create whatever you want. We've gotten eloquent with them now ourselves, and I know of one down in Kansas right now. I just want to get specifications of what we want. And we could dial in whatever we want and see if they can build it for around this same cost point without using China at the end of the day.
Well, and I guess my next question to staff, do we need this drone right at this moment, or can we table this particular line item with the and get a different drone from a different company?
We can research, because I talked to Mike about it. I think there's a German version, and I think there's some other American made. Now they're more expensive. But if that's okay, I mean, we can get those options. You say, okay, this is a similar German model, this is a similar American model, and then check the price differential and then bring that back. And if you guys want to go with a higher either USMA or a friendly country-made version, then we could just simply insert that one before we, and this is way before the budget, so we could just change that in the budget when that's approved.
Sure.
Yeah. If that's an interest, we could certainly do that.
I've got great databases to check to see where worldwide.
Yeah, we can make those options.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I agree. Let's do that. I think that unless it's just prohibitively expensive, I think it's an absolutely a must. Then, just based on what Tim said, can I ask another question? We're making 4 out of 5 payments now on a rubber tire loader and a motor grader. What's the life expectancy of those two large items?
Bill, do you know? Is Bill here?
Bill's here.
I'm just curious how long
gotta move.
These things last. We got one more payment to go after this one.
At least.
Well,
that's not what I think. 10 years at least are long.
The life expectancy is forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Forever?
They all have 15, 20,000 hours on them and they're still going. So.
So how many years would that be at?
Well, I try to keep our stuff for at least 20 years.
Okay.
And we have some beyond that, but they're like brand new machines, so we keep them up. And
okay, so once this is paid for, we keep it for a while.
Yeah.
We don't roll it over.
Yeah, we have it for years.
Okay,
so
good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Roll call.
Teaser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Chairman?
Aye. Item number 7, Chalco Hills Recreation Area Soccer Complex Lease. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The district entered into a management agreement with Omaha Sports Club in May of 2018 to lease the soccer playing fields by the auxiliary spillway at Chalco, and they're over there to the east. That was for a lease fee of $7,000 per year. That lease did come up this year, so we put out an RFP to the public for bids. At the end of March, we received 2 bids, one from OFC, who has the current lease, and one from the YMCA, and they were both exactly $7,000. So there was no discernible difference whatsoever. So talking to Brent, we said just rebid it. And so we rebid it, and we did open bids on May 1st. At 10 a.m. here at the offices, and the new bids were OFC bid of $12,000 per year for 5 years, and the YMCA bid of $9,100 per year for 5 years. So we're recommending the current bid holder OFC bid for $12,000 per year for 5 years. And 5 years ago, this was $2,000 per year, and now it's $12,000 per year. So
wow.
Soccer is very popular, and these fields, and there's a shortage of fields in the entire metro area. So you can see why people are paying for it. So we recommend approval of OFC.
Thanks, John. We can have a motion.
Also.
Second. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors? Thompson and then Burnett.
Somebody don't hear me.
Yeah.
What the heck is OFC? What do they do?
I think it's the old Millard Soccer Club. Now they're called OFC. It's similar to, like the Y, they have many different youth teams.
Cool.
So they're looking for fields for practices and games and things like that.
Are they nonprofit like YMCA?
I do not know that for sure, but
we can
find out. But
whoever they are, they get some money, and of course they pass it on to the people that play soccer. I'd like to know a little bit more about them. And we know who the YMCA is and who they I don't want to say cater to, but
right.
Who their clientele are. For less than $3,000, I'm a supporter of the YMCA, always have been. And if OFC is a for-profit, I'd be inclined to let the nonprofit have it.
Yeah, I can find out. I don't know their structure. If they're a 501c3 or not, but I know they've had the lease for the last 2 cycles, so they're a long term leasee.
Which, you know, part of the question is, do we then? What happens to the YMCA? I mean, they're youth development. They're a good organization. Okay, we're not banning them, but, you know, if we're not providing the asset to them, that would concern me.
Okay, I can find out for Thursday.
John, on their website, it says they're a nonprofit full-service youth soccer club providing players aged 4 through 19 in the state of Nebraska full range of training, development, competitive, and league play opportunities.
So I didn't quit.
They're a nonprofit.
They say they're a nonprofit on their website.
We can ask for their number.
They're a nonprofit.
Yeah, they both are, yeah.
So they have an exclusive right.
Yes. Well, I mean, when other people can use it when, obviously, they're not. So other people do use it when they're not. The public can use it, too. So
is that in our...
It's in the agreement.
Fine print?
Yep. They mow it. They fertilize it. We provide water. But it's not that great of a field, but it's a field that they use. They provide the goals. So...
Jim also says they're an official academy affiliate of Sporting Kansas City, so I wonder if they get any help financially from that organization.
But Sporting to Brett.
No, they pay Sporting.
They play Sporting to use their affiliation.
To license their brand. Okay. Yeah, it's Sporting Nebraska is what their brand name is.
Yep. Sporting Nebraska FC. Yep.
Yeah. Sporting Nebraska.
They've originated in October 2008. So they've been around for a little while.
Yeah, they've used this for a while.
Nick?
That site over there is pretty Spartan. Mm-hmm. Has there been any improvements at all?
No, it's in the spillway, so there can't be a lot of improvements. So we're using it for what it can be used for.
I'm wondering if we couldn't put, if there's any extra playground equipment, bench seating, or anything like that that could be placed over there.
Can't put anything in the spillway.
There is a little park right there now.
Yeah, though. I mean, we in that area, but you can't really put anything in there. So we do water it. We do have irrigation there. Mm-hmm. But as far as any permanent structures, you've got to be careful where that's placed.
It'd be nice to have some benches or something.
Those are removable.
Is there a schedule of utilization, or they just
as they wish?
Yep. They dominate it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're paying for.
Have we had any problems with them at all?
No.
Well, once they tell the YMCA to go up Platte River Land,
we could. They probably could use it out there at the wet. Well, they were supposed to put soccer fields out there, and they didn't. Right.
Not a bad idea.
So, yeah. No, we've never had. I mean, they work very good with us. They coordinate with Tom Pleiss every year, so. No problems.
Fred, you found something?
I'm sorry. So you're saying we built the bridge to the YMCA in the valley. That's good enough? Which is fine.
No.
Okay, it's equal.
We have some soccer fields at Platte River Landing that people could utilize for that.
We have a soccer field there. Unfortunately, it's not being utilized, you know, nearly as much as it should be or could be, and so I'm trying to promote it a little bit.
Here's your name right
there. Any other questions? Roll call.
Thompson?
Yes.
Ballard?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Sherman?
Hi. Item number 8, delegation of authority for CRP contract at WP2. Amanda?
Good afternoon. This is a real silly resolution, but this is a proposed resolution. So we purchased a parcel of land for WP2 project on 180th and Giles, and it had a CRP contract on it with the Farm Service Agency. Mr. Armbrust was the owner at the time, and he had a CRP contract. So we bought not the whole entire parcel, but a part of it, and a developer bought the other part of the parcel. Well, they graded before the CRP contract was complete. We still haven't done anything, and the contract expired at the end of 2022, so we were intending to just let it run out, which we did. But they graded it, so they owe some money back to Farm Service Agency for breaking that contract. And apparently, the Farm Service Agency can only process that if they do it as one parcel, as it was initially done in one parcel. So we have to have a signature on some of these pages because we own part of it. And the other thing that's real crazy is Farm Service Agency, that our whole setup and policy doesn't allow any signature, not a chairman, not our general manager, to sign these forms. So the only way we could really resolve that was to pass a specific resolution to allow our general manager to sign these forms to end an already expired CRP contract. So I'd be happy to answer any questions. It's really just a formality.
Thank you. We have a motion.
A motion.
Second.
Second. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors? Roll call.
Butler?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Keezer?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Chairman?
Aye. I think that completes my report.
The time is 4:20. We'll call the meeting of the FEL subcommittee to order. Roll call.
Bradley?
Here.
Davidson?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
McCormick?
Here.
And Chairman?
Yes. I always fail to do this. Notification Open Meeting Act, it is on the back of the wall. Moving on, adoption of the agenda.
So move.
Second.
Roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
And Sharon?
Yes. I have before me proof of publication, meeting notice. Item 6, accounts over 110% Washington County Rural Water Professional Services. Justin, hello again.
Good evening, directors. I would like to come before you one time for a different agenda topic, but maybe another time. So what I'm bringing before you tonight is our professional services account. Basically encompasses quite a few different things that we do. Our emergency mass notification system, we enacted this last year to where if we have water main breaks, anything that would notify as far as a boil alert, things like that, we can instantly contact customers through text message, phone calls, things like that as part of this expense. HDRs, services for assessments, designs, permitting, things like that when we look at water line expansions. Also our 811 utility services location, and the water sampling that's required by the state of Nebraska. So there's quite a few different items that are out of this one budget. This last year has definitely been a trial and tribulations with the water systems due to the drought. So we've had issues in areas of our water system where people are having a lot of issues with groundwater, wells going dry, things like that. So we've kind of sped up some of those projects to get the water to those people. So that's really what has done is cost the cost overruns, I'll say. I didn't want to just tell people, sorry, I didn't budget for that money. We wanted to get these things and these projects moving forward. So we've actually got a lot of the designs done. The permitting is being completed as we speak. So we're going to be doing some of these expansion projects here very soon. So that's really what has been unaccounted for. I didn't see this time last year. We kind of had this, some of the severities of the drought. So that's really what's kind of put the crunch on the budget. And that's really all I have about it.
Anybody have any questions?
We need a motion for staff recommendation.
In a second. Anybody from the general public wish to comment? Directors? Any other? Roll call.
Henningsen?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Davidson?
Yes.
And Sherman?
Yes.
Thank you, directors.
That concludes that meeting. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Ad Hoc Consulting Service Subcommittee RFP, Pavilion Creek Watershed Partnership Management Plan Update at 4:23 on May 9th. Notification public meeting is posted. Quorum call.
Bennett?
Present.
Davidson?
Here.
Fowler?
Here.
Henningsen?
Here.
And Sherman?
Yes. Adoption of the agenda.
So move.
Second. Motion to second. A roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
And Sherman?
Yes. We have proof of publication of a public meeting. item 6, contract with Houston Engineering for the public Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Management Plan Update. Lori
is the project manager, but she's at a conference this week, so I'm filling in. So in April, the ad hoc subcommittee held interviews and selected Houston Engineering to with which to negotiate a contract for this Papillion Creek Watershed Management Plan update. So just as a refresher, this is the management plan for the Papio Watershed, where we work in five-year increments through an implementation plan on, you know, anything new that we're going to do, any new projects. We forecast the funding and the fees that we get in, and we do that every 5 years. Sarah Mecklenburg with Houston is here, too, so she can come up if there's any questions. But since the interview, we've worked with the folks at Houston to come up with a scope and a fee for this contract. And the major tasks are project management, coordination, partnership coordination, because we have a lot of entities in the partnership, of course, stakeholder engagement, financial forecasting, plan update, and policy updates. So really the main things that are involved in this next five-year time frame is what projects are we going to build, but also what does our funding look like, because we've had a lot of changes in the last 5 years. We've had gotten a couple of Water Sustainability Fund grants. We have the Corps of Engineers study that was approved and budgeted for. So there's a lot of different things that we haven't included in the past in the financial forecasting. We also have some new policy updates that we need to get out to the stakeholders and get some feedback and some buy-in. So those are really the main things that are going to happen, along with setting what projects we'll do in the next 5 years. So the scope was included for review. The total is $269,958. Sarah and I would be happy to answer any questions about what's involved in that scope, but we're recommending approval of the contract and moving forward.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Anyone from the public care comment? Directors?
Yes. This is a five-year contract.
The implementation plan is 5 years. The contract is really just through June of next year, because that's when all the partners in the Papio partnership have to approve what we're going to do for the next 5 years. So this contract's just through 2024, but our work's 2024 to 2029.
So as we progress through 2029, will Houston be involved contractually during that period? Any costs, or this is just for one plan, one and done?
Yeah, this really just gets us through the plan. I mean, they're always available.
I don't know if you can compare this with the former contract with HDR. Is there any, when we first initiated that, how many decades ago?
Yeah, we've had a number of updates. So the first effort was major and very expensive to put together the watershed management plan. And then the five-year increments, we've had a couple of updates since then. The last one we did was in the ballpark, it was 5 years ago, and it was in the ballpark of $150,000. But in that regard, all we really were looking at was financials. That was the main thing then. We have a few more pieces now. So if that gives you some kind of idea, there's policy updates, which are just hard to sell and get your point across. And there's some things, some other pieces that are just new.
So you're okay with this price and looking back in time to where we are today?
Yeah, and we worked with them quite a bit on narrowing down the things that we thought we could maybe do in-house, the things that we didn't need to do.
Okay, thank you.
Director Thompson kind of asked my question, but so in the first year, the coordination, engagement, forecast, and all that stuff will be done in year one, and then the plan gets implemented through the rest of that 5 years, and then we redo it again in 5 years later, right?
Right. So the engineering, the contract we have to help us update the plan is separate from the 5 year. We have basically, I look at it as we have 5 years from what we all come up with to get that
done. Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Will there be a consultant after the plan is made, or will we just manage that in-house?
We really just kind of take that and go. We use it. We use all the work that the consultant does with the financial forecasting. And then this does have some more interactive tools so that we'll be able to even use that better as a staff as we move through our 5 years. But we use all that financial forecasting for grant applications, for planning, our long-range implementation, all of that. And then we are the in-house are the project managers for the projects, whether those are flood control reservoirs and that sort of thing. So we mostly handle it in-house once we get the plan.
Any other questions?
If the work stops when the plan is done, what is the stakeholder engagement piece? That's not ongoing with the implementation. What is that supposed to be?
So the stakeholder engagement piece, and that's kind of new. We did have it initially when we were really trying to get buy-in for the whole watershed plan. We had a very big stakeholder engagement effort. But in this case, we're changing some policies that have been around. They've really been the same policies since 2009. So they were hard to initially get across to the development community, get support, all of that. But once they've been in place, it's been okay. We're proposing to change that, make it a little more strict, just because we've seen a lot of degradation on the creeks. And so it does impact development, and so we've had some pushback. So that's really what the stakeholder engagement in this case is for, is to just really get that information out there on why we're doing it, what the new policy that we've come up with, what that means to everybody, and try to get more buy-in for that.
But all that will happen after the plan's done and the
it
work
is done,
right? It happened
before, because we're trying to get their feedback. And if we, you know, so for example, we get some different ideas we can work in, we'll work those into the plan by 2024, and then we'll take it from there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions? Roll call, please.
Butler?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Abstain.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Dixon?
Yes.
And Sherman?
Yes. We are adjourned. Well done.
Yeah, well done.